This is Betsy Elizabeth. I would like to know how to free myself from the power that I have given over the years to my husband and his judgment and his being so different from me right now. I want to be totally free of all of that to move forward freely into what I know resonates with me. But then this fear comes up because I don't want to lose him to move forward. And yet I must move forward. I can't not move forward to what I know is my next step.
Yes. And that's a challenge for many light workers. And understand, first of all, that you do not need to be on the same path in order to have a wonderful marriage. There are many marriages in which one partner is a seeker of truth and perhaps has a profession that is all about spirituality, and the spouse has nothing to do with that, but they have a wonderful partnership, you see. Do not worry that he will pull away from you for this, because you see, if you ground yourself in your soul and in the light that you are, and if you fully love yourself enough to move forward in your guidance, which you know is your guidance, and you have an open heart, and you feel and have compassion and acceptance for where he is on his path, he will see that and he will feel it, you see? If you have fear about him leaving you, then he will feel that and you will project that onto him, and then he may begin to have fear that he will lose you or that it won't work. You see? So your fear projects into him, and then that gives him doubt. So what can solidify this path that you seek to fly and to do what is in you to do is to trust yourself. Love yourself enough to move out of any kind of fear and into acceptance of who you are fully and completely. And that is the only way you can step forward, you see? And if he then chooses to leave because of it, your path is still your path. And when you let go of the fear, then it doesn't matter. You see, it really, truly does not matter. But I see that when you stand in your truth and with an open heart and loving and compassionate and understanding of his own path, he will adore you. So it's all about the truth, your truth, you see. You must live your truth no matter what. So it's all about trusting that when you are in your truth, that is what frees you. You can be free, you can be totally free in your marriage. And if he can resonate with that, then you will find the greatest happiness you have ever known in your relationship. It is possible. It is possible. And I won't say probable, because, of course, it is his choice, but it is merging and verging on probable. Seek your own truth. You must go forward. Thank you.